Okay, so in this episode, I'm going to try to be helpful. I'm going to try to say something to you that's going to help you so that you know, so that you feel encouraged, so that you know that this is something you can do, that the stuff that I'm offering is going to be helpful to you and it's going to make your life better. Does that sound good? Does that sound like something you would want to be helped, to be empowered, to be encouraged? To believe that your dreams are possible, that they're not simply a fantasy, that they could become reality in a very real sense. Think about that, because when you're on Facebook, when you're on Instagram, and you're scrolling through and you're seeing all the posts that everyone's posting, that you are just like, no, this is wrong. I disagree with this. Oh, I can't believe these Republicans, these Democrats, I can't believe there's people out there like this. It saddens me. It angers me. It's so unfortunate that people are like this. When you're doing that, like, is that making your life better? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But, you know, is there something else that you want? Is there something else you want? I'm not going to say that that's not making your life better. Who am I to say that? If that's the life that you want, and I'm not saying that sarcastically, I'm not saying that passive aggressively. Like, if that's the life you want, then by all means do it. My job is not to teach you how to do that exactly. I don't know how to do that. Like, I'm not an expert on that. I'm not an expert on, you know, even you may think I am because of what I post, you know, maybe you think that I am an expert on condemning groups of people like that, but that's not the point. So this is the Self-Defined Human podcast. This is your host, Michael Korman. This is a podcast that takes place in the car, and we drive and we talk about what's important. We talk about what is right and wrong with the world. This is about meditation. That's what I'm talking about today. And I don't know who you are. I have no idea. So I'm not getting any feedback here. So I can't, it's not like real time. So I'm just speaking. So it's probable, let me warn you right up front, that the things that I'm going to say are not going to be helpful to you because I can't see your reaction and I can't see how you're interpreting things. So all I have to do, the only thing I have to go on is just to speak off the cuff and just say whatever comes to mind. Whatever feels true and authentic to me is the only thing I can do. So if that's not helpful for you, then you should let me know. And then maybe we can get more to the point. We can get more to what's bothering you specifically. And if you think that this here is not helpful, I would like to know that too, because I'm not, you may think this is just like boilerplate, like I'm just like filling up time right now, but this is part of it. Okay. This is part of the lesson. When I say that you should think about this stuff or you should act like you should, okay. Like do it. Write about it, you know? Come on. So, I'm going to insult you. Why am I going to insult you? I don't know. And if you find that difficult, like, I like being insulted by people that are speaking. Not if they're really insulting to me, but when people are teaching, I like to be insulted. Why? Because it makes, you know, I find it validating when people talk like that. I do. You know, when people say, you know, you're an idiot if you don't do it this way. It's like, yeah, that's what I want to hear. It's like, I don't want to be an idiot. Like, let's hear the truth. You know, tell me how it is. Tell me how to avoid being an idiot. Like, I want to hear that. And I don't know. I don't know why I react that way. I don't know if there's some unique trauma that I have. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one on planet Earth who reacts that way. I don't know. I might be. I don't know. So there's people out there that wanna change how I'm doing it. I mean, look, if you can give me a better way, I'd love to hear it, but it has to be authentic to me. Like it has to be something that sounds good to me. It has to be something that's easy for me to do. Okay, if you're just gonna say, Michael, that's the wrong way to do it, but you're not giving any other solution, then all I take from that really is just you don't like the way I'm doing it, and there's immense social pressure for me to change the way, or to keep quiet, really, because these people who complain about the way I speak, they're never complaining when I'm quiet. They only complain when I speak. So that leads me to believe that they would prefer that I stay quiet. Okay, so you know the thing with being an influencer is you gotta be willing to take a ton of abuse, you know, from people that are your friends, you know, people that are close to you, people that you know in real life. you have to take a lot of abuse from them because they are going to do it. They're very, very abusive. And that's that just has to be fine. That has to become all just part of the game. Because this is a business I'm running. That's what it is. So I'm trying to help you. Now I say you, the word you, what does that mean? That's a generic pronoun. I don't know, because I'm not seeing anybody in front of me. The only people that I see and hear, even in my head, really are the rescuers and the haters. Those are the only people. I don't really see a lot of people who could use help. There were times, you know, maybe it's just COVID. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the only issue. Maybe I'm just not spending enough time around those people. Even when I did spend time around those people, then it was still difficult too, because, you know, when you try to help people, they get upset because most people don't really want help. They don't want to change what they're doing. They just want to keep going. They just want to keep going. So I'm telling you that right now, you know, I'm validating you. If you want to just keep going, if you don't want to change, do it. Just keep going. Like, that's always been my position. It's always been one of my official positions. This has never been ambiguous. This has never been anything that I've ever backtracked on. Like, it's always been, if you think that what you're doing right now is good for you, then you should do it. Like, you should do it twice as hard as you're doing it right now. You know, just do it. You have no, there's nothing that I would ever tell you that says you should stop doing it. There's nothing I would ever tell you that I disapprove of what you're doing. I don't disapprove of what you're doing. If what you're doing works, then I approve of what you're doing. So you should keep doing it. Always keep doing what works and stop doing what doesn't work. And if you do that, I think that you can get pretty far. I mean, that really does. Now, it's hard to do that. It's hard to keep doing what works. So let's talk about meditation, because I want this to be specific. This is specific meditation help, meditation advice. I'm going to give you 5 tips for meditation. And I have no idea what those tips are, because I just made up that number 5 right now. But these are the 5 things you need to know, okay? Anybody who doesn't know these 5 things sucks at meditation. Like, these are the 5 things that have to be there. And they're the 5 big mistakes that people make with meditation. Okay, so the first mistake that people make with meditation is they don't understand the difference between meditation, between mindfulness and mic mindfulness. That's the first big problem. Mic mindfulness is something that you find in Western culture, and it's people, they're not interested in mindfulness, okay? What they're trying to do is something else. It's a social justice kind of agenda. They're trying to like a social group. They're just trying to like hang out with their friends and all just, it's like a 12-step group or something. It's like they just want to feel like they're finally fixed their lives. They're finally on the right path, and they just want to all congratulate each other for finally managing to muster up the willpower that they need in order to somehow right the wrongs that they did as a child. Okay, and that's usually where the problem is, because when they were a child, they did something and their parents somehow convinced them that they're bad people because of it, and now they carry this with them through their entire lives. So if this is you, and it's a lot of people, and I would say it's probably most people in Western society that have this somewhere in the back of their head, and that's what motivates all this, and it's what's behind mic mindfulness, and it's why people go to meditation groups and they call themselves meditators even though they only meditate maybe 20 minutes per week. And even that 20 minutes isn't really meditation. Like, they're not really, they're just, who knows what they're doing? It's just nap time or something. I don't know. So mindfulness is not about that. It's not about nap time. It's not about mic mindfulness. It's not about social justice. It's not about righting any moral wrongs. It's not about relaxation or stress relief or freedom from anxiety or anything like that. Mindfulness is the one. Mindfulness is about awareness and clarity and just being able to see what's happening as it happens and know that it's happening. And that's mindfulness for you. That's it. So that's what meditation's about. That should be your agenda. That should be your priority, especially when you're a beginner. That's like the biggest thing you need to do. Okay, so that's mindfulness. That's the biggest mistake. Second biggest mistake that people make with meditation. There's all kinds of mistakes. And I'm going to tell you the second one here, which is, hold on, I have to like think of what it is, because I don't know what it is. There's nothing coming to mind. Second biggest mistake people make with meditation is they claim that they know how to do it when they don't do it. So when I tell people, when I start talking about meditation to people, sometimes they say, oh yeah, coloring is my meditation. I do mindful coloring. I love coloring. Okay, now look, coloring's fun. I colored when I was a kid. I don't color that much nowadays. I probably, you know, I draw and do calligraphy and stuff, and I think I get a lot of the same kind of, the same thing that mindful coloring does for these people. I think that, you know, I understand what they're doing. And it's, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? I'm not trying to put that down because it's fun. It's fun to color, okay? Like, it's fun to play with the markers or the colored pencils or whatever, and it's fun to, like, you know, you fill, you know, write on the page, and, you make the page all colored and, like, all this. That's cool, okay? What does that have to do with mindfulness? What does that do with meditation? Nothing. So a lot of people are going to say, well, it's relaxing to me. It's therapeutic. It's not therapeutic. What therapy are you doing? What are you talking about? You mean that you feel good when you do it? You kind of zone out a little bit. It kind of like you get into a flow state when you do it. Sure, fine. How does that make it therapeutic? Like the same thing happens when you watch TV. Is that therapy for you? Like, is that therapy? It's just to zone out? No, that's not therapy. You don't understand how therapy works. Okay? So these same people that are talking about how wonderful their meditation is and how wonderful it is. Yeah, meditation, Michael. I love meditation. I do mindful coloring. And they're like, they love that. But they're complaining about all these things because they can't do actual meditation because they don't have any of the benefits that actual meditation brings you because they don't do actual meditation. They do something else, basically watching TV effectively, and they're calling it meditation. And, you know, again, do it. If you like it, do it. It's confusing to me, I'll admit, but I'm starting to kind of get the hang of it a little. I'm starting to realize that when people start praising meditation, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, if that's you, if you find that you're probably not still listening if that's you because you're probably offended already. But if it is you, if you're like, well, I'm Michael, I do mindful coloring. I like, you know, that's my meditation. If that's you, then I urge you, and again, I'm an INTP in the Myers-Briggs system. I have no desire to change anybody. I'm only saying this to you for two reasons. Number one, so that I can help you if you need that help, I'm offering it to you. And number two, so that I can make money, so that I can keep doing this stuff. So if you don't find it helpful, then I'm not talking to you. Like, you can ignore it. It's not for you. This is only for the people that would be helped by it. But if you want to argue with me seriously, like, let me know, because I need to learn how to deal with arguments more. You know, because that's my meditation nowadays, and it is okay because I have meditated long enough that I know that meditation has sort of bled over into my daily life. So I've managed to take many other activities, including piano playing, drawing, calligraphy, arguing online, etc., and those are now more similar to meditation. Okay, that's because I have enough experience meditating, so I can do that. Okay, most people can't. Most people cannot do it. So when they are meditating, when they do all these other activities, they're doing something else. They're not doing meditation. So I'm not giving you permission to slack off on your meditation. That's not why. When I say that piano is like meditation for me, I'm not doing that to give you permission to slack off. I'm not telling you that it's okay for you to just play the piano and not meditate and you'll be fine. That's not my point. The reason I say that to you, the reason I say piano is like meditation for me, is because I'm trying to tell you how I practice the piano. I'm saying that so that I can give you piano help. That's why. I'm not trying to give you really meditation help when I say that. I'm trying to give you piano help. I'm trying to tell you how it is that you should be practicing the piano. You should practice the piano more like meditation and less like piano practice. If you want mindful coloring to be meditation, you should practice mindful coloring more like meditation and less like mindful coloring. Okay, it should feel less therapeutic, less relaxing if you want it to be like meditation and you want it to be helpful for you. Otherwise, it's just going to be just a place that you retreat to and a place that you hide in when you're doing, you know, when you want to get escape from your life. In meditation, there's a risk that meditation can become that too if it gets too easy and too comfortable for you. That's kind of advanced stuff. We don't need to go into that. Number three, the third biggest issue that people have with meditation is they just don't do it. There are so many people out there. It's related to the one that I was just saying, but there are so many people out there that are like, I meditate, you know, I can't meditate. I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to clear my mind, whatever. And you ask them like you really, when you really talk to them and you really get down to it, like, how much time are you spending doing this? And you find they're not doing it. They just don't do it. And they have a whole long list of excuses why they're not doing it. So if that's you, stop it. If that's you, then you need to be meditating. Like, you can have your excuses, okay? Fine, have your excuses, tell your stories. But at the end of the day, you should be meditating. If you want to call yourself a meditator, and if you want to say that you're meditating and that you're, you know, you're wondering, well, how do I get the benefits of meditation, or how do I get better at meditation, or how do I get meditation to like bleed over into my life, etc. Like, you got to do it. Like, put time into it. And I mean, 5-10 minutes, like, sure, that's fine. Okay, it's a place to start. 5-10 minutes is not very long. Okay. Now, I have a meditation course, No Problem, it's called. And if you sign up for that course, there are 15-minute meditations. And this is a good place to start, okay? Now, I'm not trying to say that 15 minutes is the ideal length of time to meditate. Okay, I meditate for 1 hour at a time. And I usually do that twice a day. Look, you know, I don't know, you know. I kind of think that probably an hour is probably the minimum that I would say if you want to make real progress. And again, if what you're doing works for you, do it. Like, I'm not, like, what are you trying to cast me out to be here? Like, I'm just Michael Corman, just offering my advice and help to people who want it. If you don't want it, then get off my back. Like, this is, like, come on. If you don't find it helpful, what I'm saying, then you don't find it helpful. I'm gonna tell you that I think that 1 to 2 hours of meditation is what you probably need to do if you want to make real progress with meditation. I'm talking about, like, if you wanted to transform how you look at the world. Like, I don't just mean you want to just, like, lower your anxiety level by 3% or whatever. Like, I don't care about that. I'm talking about transformations here. I'm talking about, like, you know, we live in the matrix. Like, most people don't know that. They can't see it. If you want to see that, you have to put a lot of time into it, you know, because something has to happen. Like, so, I, again, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know why everyone's getting on my case about this kind of thing. No, I'm just going to say it. 5 minutes is not long enough. Stop it. I don't care. I don't want you to talk to me about that. Like, and I mean, tell me, sure, meditate for 5 minutes. Do it. But, like, don't come running to me and be like, Michael, you suck because you're telling me I have to meditate for an hour. Like, why does everybody have to do everything your way? Like, you need a therapist. Like, what are you talking about? You're totally changing the subject. I'm talking about meditation. I'm not talking about anything else. Number four. What's number four? I have no idea what number four is. Let's see. What would be a good number four? Number four. Let's open the door to number four. I have no idea. Let's see, what else do people mess up with meditation? I don't know. Let's see, I have no idea. I need to think about this one. I don't care. These are the three tips, this is it. We're gonna cut it short at number three, because I can't think of anything else right now, because no one's talking to me. I'm just sitting here, just getting pissed off at the idiots who are trying to sabotage everything. Like, why do you care? Like, what is the deal with this? Why does it matter to anybody?
Well, Michael, but I teach meditation, and I know that you're hurting people because you're giving them bad advice. It's like, okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear it from them, okay? Because I don't know that you, like, what are you talking about?
Like, has somebody told you that they followed Michael Corman's advice and it led them astray? Have you heard that from somebody? Is that the word on the street? Am I somehow oblivious to this? Are there all these people out there that are having a big problem, having huge problems in their lives because they're following my advice and it's screwing them over? I never heard anybody tell me that. Never heard it. And yet I've heard tons of people complaining and saying that's going to happen if they don't stop it. So, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Oh, but Michael, no, but I did what you said and it screwed me over.
Oh, really? You did? When was that?
Oh, it was 10 years ago I did it.
It's like, well, I wasn't talking about this stuff 10 years ago. How did that happen?
Oh, well, I didn't hear it from you, but I was doing the same thing you're talking about.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that doesn't sound like what? So did you hear it from somebody like me? You heard it from some guy on a podcast or on Instagram or somebody? Did they tell you to do it and you did it? You trusted them?
Well, no, I was just doing it. It just seemed that's the way I did it. Okay, well, that's like, what can I say? So this doesn't sound like the same situation at all. I'm not convinced that this is the same. I'm not convinced that there's any comparison here, that any similarity. You're talking about something else. And you're just going after me just because I'm a convenient punching bag. Fine. I'll just take the abuse. I'll take it. I'll just like Jesus, I'll take it. Just nail me to the cross. That's fine. That's the price I have to pay if I want to save the world. Okay, I'll do it. I just want your money. That's it. Or somebody's money. I want preferably the money of somebody who's not going to try to nail me to the cross. Okay? Because that's going to be even worse if now they feel like I stole money from them. So, I don't know what to say. Don't know what to say. Please, somebody, please tell me that you want me to help you with something. Please. I can't stand all the rescuers and haters. We'll get there. We'll do it bit by bit. It'll happen. I think the problem really is that the people who can be helped by this aren't hearing it. And they're not hearing it because I'm too afraid to say it somehow. And I don't know quite what it is. It's very complex. But because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get nailed to the cross. And I also don't want to piss off my friends who, you know, they act like that I'm really doing something bad. So I'm afraid of the rescuers. And so it's complicated. These people, by the way, are not in good shape. Like they like to claim that they are. They're not. And I know that. I'm not in any way thinking that they are in good shape. Of course not. I know that they're not in good shape. My problem is not that. My problem is not that I feel inferior to them. I don't feel inferior to them at all. I feel superior to them. My problem is that I'm afraid of them. Because they have more social clout than I do. Because they tend to have more friends. They tend to know the social rules better than I do. So in a court of law, anything that they do, like their word is always going to trump mine. It just is. That's always how it's going to be. Because they're going to smile at the judge, and it's going to, like, they're going to know. They're going to know what to do. And the judge is going to be like, oh yeah, well, you know, this is a harmless woman going against this clearly sociopathic, antisocial INTP. So I've been in this situation many times, you know, not in court, but in you know, other situations where it's just been clear that because of my attitude, I'm not the one in the right ever. So, okay. Now the rescuers are going to say, but Michael, that's your problem. That's not my problem. Sounds like, and it's like, okay, I'm not like, they're hearing me. They're hearing an attack right now. That's what they're hearing. Cause they're so messed up in their heads. So messed up. They don't realize that what I'm doing right now is making a podcast because I'm trying to get clients for my business. They think I'm somehow talking to them, attacking them somehow. They think that this has anything at all to do with them. Okay. I don't have time for this. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.